Now, the next major event we are going to discuss is the so-called Anschluss, the union between Austria and Germany. We need to put aside a number of very silly myths about this situation. It's really hard to believe people can believe such rubbish as the so-called rape of Austria. If Austria was being raped, it was being raped by the sleazy Schuschnigg dictatorship that ran it, a kind of right-wing military, not so much a military, but a right-wing dictatorship that ran Austria. Schuschnigg almost certainly did not represent the Austrian people. The desire for German unity went back 100 years, and the majority of the German members of the old Austro-Hungarian Reichsrat had voted for Anschluss with Germany. So this was not some wild idea cooked up by Hitler. What Schuschnigg tried to do was engage in a lot of intrigues to try to prevent the inevitable from happening. Obviously, that didn't go over very well with Hitler, and without going into all the ins and outs of what happened, Schuschnigg was forced to capitulate to the popular will of the Austrian people, and Hitler was welcomed into Austria as a savior. And anybody who thinks that Hitler did not represent the majority of the Austrian people simply ought to look at some of the films of the rapturous welcome he got when he entered Vienna and other major Austrian cities. So, Austria was incorporated into Germany. A lifelong dream of the German nationalists was achieved.